Harley Hitch and the Missing Moon. Harley Hitch, Book 2. Written by Vashti Hardy and read by Kieran Sword. The new year began with the sun in the sky and frost on the ground. Harley Hitch bounded into Grandpa Eden's greenhouse, jumped balletically over a large pot of seedlings, grabbed the hands of Daisy, the greenhouse robot, and danced a quick boogie, then cartwheeled through the strawberry patch towards Grandpa Eden.
"Whatever has got into you?"
asked Grandpa Eden, laughing.
"I'm just getting it out of my system,"
Harley sang operatically, then pulled him into a squeeze.
"Getting what out of your system?"
"Me."
She let go of Grandpa Eden, then pulled a silly face, and they both laughed.
"Why would you want to get yourself out of your system?"
"Because this is the term, Grandpa Eden."
"Yes, it's a new term."
"No, the term. I'm going to do it."
"Do what?"
he asked suspiciously, his eyes narrowing. Harley had got into all sorts of knots when the Iron Forest was in peril last term. Everything had turned out all right in the end, but they still had a slightly oversized slug in a pen by the greenhouse to show for it.
"Pupil of the term, of course. There's going to be no more chaotic Harley or wild schemes. No more exploding inventions or oversized gastropods. It's all perfect pupil from now on. Professor Fretshaw will have to give me the golden light bulb pin this term."
Harley had wanted to win Pupil of the Term ever since it had been introduced at Cogworks. She'd come close many times, but was usually pipped at the post by her nemesis, Fenelda Spigot. Grandpa Eden nodded thoughtfully and stroked his peppery grey beard.
"It seems you've thought a lot about this."
"I've been thinking about it all through the holidays, and there's no going back. In fact, Grandpa Elliot is ironing my new uniform right now."
"Would you like some help sewing on your pockets and fixing your tool chains?"
She shook her head resolutely.
"No adaptions this term, Grandpa Eden. Everything is going to be Cogworks regulation perfect. I've even programmed Sprocket with a new setting."
Harley whistled, and Sprocket, Harley's robot pet dog, bounded into the greenhouse and began jumping up at Harley enthusiastically. Rather than bending down and rolling around on the floor with him, or scooping him into her arms, like she usually did, she calmly put a hand up and said,
"Sprocket, play perfect."
In an instant, Sprocket stopped jumping, put his nose in the air, and started walking slowly in a circle and lifting his knees high, like a show horse. Grandpa Eden laughed.
"Well, as long as you know what you're doing."
"I do. Now, I need to polish my new shoes, then do some homework."
There was no way Harley was going to risk Fenelda Spigot scoring higher than her in any assignments this term.
"But school doesn't start until tomorrow. How can you have homework already? And new shoes? Aren't your boots much better for playing in?"
"I set the homework myself, and Professor Fretshaw never liked my boots, so I'm trying shoes."
She shrugged.
"I'll see you later, Grandpa. Come on, Sprocket."
"Before you go, Daisy has been working hard to get the blueberry bushes wowed."